views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome back to another episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. We are talking about your money again today and the energy of money and a continuation of the show last week, if you caught it. And, you know, we had an incredible testimonial after from our callers that had called in. Susan had some breakthroughs, and that's how it starts. You start to see that spirit is bringing you something new. You get out of your way, you get into the heart, you start to see where those fears, there's nothing to fear but that fear itself. Old programmings, old habits, things you're not even aware of. You know, if you want to call in today, 1-800-930-2819, and we can talk with your money and some shifts and some paradigms that maybe you're locked up in that you don't even understand. So what happens a lot of time is that programming that you come with, but it also comes from your friends. It comes from your self-talk and the environment that you're surrounded by. So I'm really excited for today's show. Last week, we had to laugh. We had a lot of technical problems. And I was just saying to Kat, our producer, that our shows are always usually over. They're over 50 minutes usually. But when she was able to actually send the final audio, we were at 44 minutes and 44 seconds. I said, if that's not angel time, I don't know what is. It's absolutely incredible. And there's a lot of energy shifting on the planet right now, meaning that people's hearts are awakening at way different levels. I'm still in a high from our weekend event. If you were able to attend, what we're finding is that people are connecting differently. They're feeling it in their bodies. And it's that feeling in your body when you start to connect and feel the energy flow in a way that you never experienced and never thought you could experience, is where transformation really takes place, because you start to see things differently and feel things differently. And it can be hard in our world, especially if you're out there in that old programming or saying, I'm trying to get through, I'm trying to change things in my financial paradigm, but I just don't know a different way. Or sometimes all you have to do is ask for that creative solution. And that's what I really like to focus on with people just like you, is to understand, what are the creative solutions that you could be asking for? A lot of times we just get in habits with our money and the relationship with it. We forget it's a full-on relationship. And people have so many fears around money. I was looking at the show before, and really about understanding what are you running from, or what are you creating from? This weekend, we were talking about some financial paradigms before we really got into the spirit to shift that. And if you're really having fears around money, or you feel like you have lack or scarcity, that's that frequency, and that's what you're actually creating from. It's really interesting how many times people will say, well, I don't have a lack mentality, but you start to see that the way you purchase things, the way you sign up for things, the way you buy things, the way you interact with your money. And if you actually spend a little bit of time just having that awareness of, how do you feel in your day when you're buying something? How do you feel in your day when you're giving somebody something or you're receiving something? And a lot of people say, well, it's hard to receive, whether it's finances or a hand up or just a compliment. They're like, I don't deserve, I'm not worthy. This seems to be such a repetitive package, because there's that fear of being vulnerable or what is on the other side. And so again, that fear is leading the way of your creation rather than your alignment with money, rather than your joy with money. And this is a space of relationship, because when you actually understand connection to the God consciousness and you understand how the universe works or the law of attraction, it is a frequency, and it is getting out of that fear that people say, I don't even know how to do that because of that programming. So sometimes what I like to say to people is when you watch your day and how you relate with your money, how you spend every penny. Now, I'm in Canada. We don't actually have pennies, but you know what I mean. everything that passes through your hand and how it moves through. And are you buying something to override a void in your life? Or are you buying something to fulfill it and make it feel better? And everything is an energy, even the clothes you wear, or maybe the shoes you wear, or the car you drive. Everything is an energy and how it serves you. And that doesn't mean you have to have the most fanciest high-end clothes or shoes or cars. That's not what I'm saying. Is the vibration of it serving you? Are you like friends? Is it helping you? Is it feeling good? And it's those energies that will begin to attract more into your life and allow more to come through. And that's what we're talking about today, because it is a big paradigm for a lot of people. And a lot of people also have rejection to it. And there's old religious programming around it that, you know, perhaps that I'm supposed to be poor or have lack, or if I take, I'm a bad person. I saw that this weekend in our Unleash the Superhuman Within workshop, that people were feeling that if they actually really took, that people might see them as greedy. Or a lot of times people hide. They hide the things they have so people aren't going to expect them to give them something or take what has been created. Ask yourself, are you hiding anything in your life? Even if you go shopping and you hide things, when you go shopping, you know, one of the ladies at the weekend was telling a story. It's a beautiful story about this woman that was doing a lot of self-help, and her coach had said to her, well, what's the vibration you're really in when you're buying something? You know, are you in lack, or are you acting like you're in that vibration that you actually want to create and create more? And she went to the store and she had a choice to buy strawberries or blueberries. And blueberries was her favorite, but they were more expensive than the strawberries. So her lack mentality would pick up the strawberries. And she went back and she was telling the story, like the lady who heard her talk about her story. So I don't know her name. I'm sorry. It was just somebody relaying what she had heard. And she said, I'm taking the blueberries. So she took the blueberries. Now that, even though they were only a couple dollars more, that act of saying, you know what, if I was in the wealth vibe right now, I would buy the blueberries. I wouldn't even think about it, right? When you go to a grocery store, and that is a great place to actually start to change your vibe. What is it that you would like to eat and don't have a limitation on it? Start in that area. Because what you'll find is by increasing that vibe of the things that nourish you within and changing that, that's a great frequency to start. So if I had all the money that I knew I had and I wasn't feeling this lack, what would I do? What you'll start to find too, and I'll thank that Hannah God is shifting for you guys, is you'll start to open other areas where you'll find you're spending less. And I think that's a big key, is where are you spending less? And that is something to really, you'll notice. You'll notice that relationship. And you also know relationship that a lot of people just say, I don't like having cash on me. I don't like having money on me. I don't like understanding it. I don't want to know about it. I don't even open my statements. And these are all areas of rejection and rejection to your wealth vibe. There was a lady who'd spoke this weekend who said, you know, she'd inherited house, car, boat from her father. And she had always had this expectation that she wouldn't receive anything, that his girlfriend would receive it all. And so she just had that expectation. And when it came to her, she never enjoyed it. And she didn't want to enjoy it because of these lines. And it was holding her back in other areas of receiving. And so beautiful, by the end of the weekend, she realized she was ready to enjoy it. And we did these activations to really see the truth of what that is. So what happens is we also create stories in our brain and our mind, and these stories play over and over, whether you're aware of them or not, which affect your wealth vibe and they affect your heart. And then that makes it very hard. Why do you think people say all the time, the law of attraction doesn't work? I've been doing it over and over. It's because the brain and the mind is playing these same programs, these same stories. And that's what creates the block. That's what creates the resistance. That's what creates the hesitation. So when you do things repeatedly, when you go in and you constantly are repeating the same things over and over, and that's also going to create an issue. The other area that I find is when you're not really willing to go in and do that work. I say to people a lot of times, I'm like, are you really ready to look at this paradigm and really make some changes? Oh, yes, 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 yes. And then when you start to enter into that work or give them new areas of creative solutions to do and unfold, the ego gets in. And that old saying, I've been saying it a lot lately, I love it, it's old, edging God out. But that ego comes in and it says, what is happening? What is going on here? And it's that ego that really makes an issue, right, with creating. And it's that ego that all of a sudden says, I know how to do it because I have been shown this, this, and this, so I know how to do it. And that's where you're not willing to receive anymore. You're not willing to take that risk. So where are you not willing to take that risk? Where are you not willing to step out of your paradigm? Where are you not willing to go to that class or go to that workshop or step out so you can receive more and you can have more, but with ease and grace? That's the key. That's the key. I cannot tell you that is the key to be able to say truthfully, do I like how I'm living right now? Truthfully, do I like how I'm showing up right now? Truthfully, is my environment supporting me in all the ways that I can be? And what did I hear growing up? What did I see growing up that started to create this financial picture? People say they want more, but in truth, what is it that you're ready to embrace? All right. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I think we have Malin on the line. Correct, Kat?
Hi, Tracy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, I guess. I have a question.
Sure.
I need a couple things shipped. I have to get some work done for my parents at the moment. Hopefully, we'll generate a bit more income leading up to the near future. But here's the thing. The guy who I asked and who's supposed to do the work, he's been avoiding it. We owe him a bit of money. My father asked before everything had happened. So this has been going on for about 2 months. He said he was supposed to come in last week. That obviously didn't happen. And I'm at a point where it's like, I need the work done. I have to step up. I don't want to ask again. I was just wondering if we could shift the whole energy with him calling, saying, you know what, I'll do the work, and having the ease of the money coming in through the situation.
The ease of the money actually looks easy. That actually doesn't look like the issue. The issue is the boundaries with him and the avoidance and the concern that shows up that we can shift is the fact that he's already sort of shown that he's not present to do the work and he's not following through.
Correct.
So the integrity on his line, on his line is very, very low. It seems to be his pattern. There's other things going on in his life. Do you owe him money now?
Well, my father's was trying to pay him for the past 2 months. And my father was like, I need the bills. Like, let me know how much I owe you. And he hasn't got around to it. And now I'm trying to take care of this.
Yeah. It actually looks like it's a more of an experience of a lesson for you to create boundaries and say by this date, like it's very interesting. They're showing you like sending things like, I need this by this date if you want to be paid. We're also going to have to hire somebody else. It's like, it's interesting because this experience is stepping you up into better negotiation, better boundaries, better like more in, and I, that word sometimes a little can be heavy for people, but what I'm going to shift is more in control. So like,
I love it.
Yeah, it shows you speaking up for what you require to say, look, these are the issues that have happened. Clearly, you're not interested in, you know, completing this job. I'm not going to chase you. I don't have time. So here's what we require. What we require is very key. If you're not able to do that, then I'm sorry, I'm going to have to move on and we will just be parting ways. And it looks for you to be very just pointed, no apology, which is something that's been in your field before. It's like, this is just what's happening. Take it or leave it, see you later. That energy is actually what creates the shift in your finances. And this is what people forget, that sometimes when we have these areas, right, about just stepping up for what we require, like this, putting in the boundaries, because he has all this other stuff going on and clearly is not making anything a priority, you're declaring what you need, which also says you're now expanding and opening for what you want to receive into your life.
Okay.
How does that feel?
It feels feels good. It's funny. All of a sudden, I just got like the heaviness on my shoulders, which I understand where it's coming from at the moment, but it feels complete.
Yeah. And we can lift the heaviness off the shoulders. Thank you, God. We can lift that off. And this is, it's interesting because what's happened to you over the last couple of days, you can see your actually energetic field is standing very tall. It's standing very strong. There was always before a little bit of the what's going on, a little bit of that ego phase. And that's actually leaving. Like you look like a totally energetically, you look from last week to this week, looking at the two, right? You look at a totally different woman. Like, here I am. I'm ready to go. And
yes.
Yeah, you can probably feel that because there's been this huge shift of freedom. So what it also shows in the financial realm, your creative realm, the doors are going to be opening a lot quicker now because that heaviness on your shoulders, it's just that kind of old feeling you'd have before about burdens, but it's going.
Perfect. Oh, that feels amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, you, I have to say, knowing your energy and working in it, and I did see you this weekend, I didn't expect to see that quite so far. And this is what I love about spirit is when you do show up and you say you're ready, if people really understand this, like you do and say, yeah, I need to make myself a priority. I'm willing to look through things and move through things. This is how quickly it changes. Like you just literally catapulted yourself a couple of years of work back where you don't need to do it because you just shifted into that new vibration.
Thank you. I have to say from the bottom of my heart for creating the space and for lifting everybody up when we do make the effort and we say we want the change. So a massive thank you for holding the space, for creating the space, for doing these calls every week and letting us call in. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, Tracy, for creating the TLC community.
Well, thank you, because it's people like you that we can keep helping more and more and more. Because every time you go out somewhere, you get to help somebody else too. Yay!
Yay!
All right. Lots of love. Have a great day and let me know how that works out. Okay.
Take care. We'll do. Take care then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, Kat, we have Maduro on the line from Calgary. Is that correct?
Yes, we have Maduro from Calgary. Maduro from Calgary.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello. How are you today?
Well, we've got a snowstorm in Calgary, so enjoy the weather.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, you enjoy that beautiful cleansing snow.
Oh, I am. I'm taking it all in. So my question, Tracy, for you is how can I shift? I've put my workshop out there.
Okay.
How can I shift moving forward to ensure, or what can I do to ensure that I'm clear to receive more so that I can pay down the debt through the consolidated and bring people to my workshop?
Okay, so one, it also shows there's a little bit of a gap in your field. Okay, we can close this actually fairly quickly. I'll tell you what's showing up there. So this is the gap between that feeling of it is done and you're already in the workshop, you're moving through the workshop, you see it and you know it, versus there's this small piece here that I got to be pounding the pavement, working really hard. How are people going to see me? Do my 50 calls. You know that old kind of old school mentality? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm burping that one out. Get that energy out. Yep. So what I need
to want
do,
it gone.
Yeah. Collapse that. So it doesn't mean, so when people hear that, they're like, well, and you don't mean that. I know you won't hear it this way, but for listeners who don't understand what I'm saying is that doesn't mean like some of these movies you've seen where you just sit on your couch and, you know, do a meditation and they're all just going to drop through. No, you still need to have that action component. But what you're doing is you're going out, you're letting people know. Where did you post it? Because there is some issues with just it being seen, and there's a little, so we have to highlight it where you posted it. But then also the other part is there needs to be a little bit of a change in the wording as to your spirit showing as to why they really need this now. Like why it's important, right? Why it's important that they get in. So where have you let people know?
I posted it on Eventbrite right now. I posted it on my Facebook page. I'm going to post it on LinkedIn, and post it on my Google page.
Okay.
And go from there.
So now, did you send it to your mail list yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, that's where you got to go, to your mail list. Okay. And let them know. That's going to be the most important. I know Eventbrite and all that, they're great. I use them too, but they're hard for people to like kind of weed through. Sometimes they don't always get noticed in their area of what's happening unless until they really start to know where you are and what you're doing. There are all these platforms, right? And people get information overload, but it's really showing to have it go to your mail list and to actually send that through into the area. But do you have a video you can send with that? Because it looks like if you can create that video that you can attach to your mail list, they get the reason as to why. So they get the understanding as to why they can come and really start to tackle these issues around stress and how to manage things better in their life. And there's this spark that starts to happen. We're like, oh, you know what? I could kind of use this because the holidays that are coming up and the pressures that are coming to the end of the year for people and this overwhelming space, it's really important that people tackle this. I'm moving this as we actually talk and highlight your list. And so the people that are closest to you and that list looks like that's where you start to get more of that traction. And then once they start to come in, that kind of becomes that word of mouth. And you can see where people are like, yeah, you know what? I need more. It's almost like they become hungry for more. So we want to pull that in.
Yeah.
You've been looking for.
With that, should I be changing the title? Because I put The Forgotten Dad as the title, but I don't know if that.
Yeah, I would change that.
Okay.
Yeah. Something you want to actually, there's something that you needs to be in there around the divorce. First word that your spirit team said was like empowerment, empowerment. Because Forgotten Dad kind of feels a little heavy too, right? Like what?
Yeah.
What is that? Yeah. And they can't relate to what that is. And it's like, where's that relatability? But it looks like if you're like, can put something around
the empowered dad or something.
Yeah. The empowered dad to be able to lift you up. Yeah. Becoming the empowered dad, that like, it starts to highlight, like you can see the energy goes up, right? The information goes up. And then all of a sudden they're like, what is that? Because there is, and you know this, and for people not listening, there is a space right now creating where a lot of men are feeling overwhelmed. They don't know what to say. They don't know where to go. They don't want to just talk about their emotions. And they have a lot of responsibilities, just like women. But women tend to sort of, you know, we'll all chat about it and say, what do we need to do? Right, guys? And be like, I got to figure it out. But what they start to realize is it's more of a place for them to feel like they can really, really release information and get really good coaching tools and tips to take back home with them. And that's your nugget. Like you can see, that's your golden nugget is literally that's what you want them to know. I'm going to give you actually some very good practical tools that when you go home, you can start implementing them right away and you will see your family environment come back together. That's huge for you. Like that's really big.
Yeah.
Okay. Because a lot of men right now do struggle with that. They don't know what to do and they don't, you know, men when they, what people don't know about men. So for all the male listeners out there, when men commit into a relationship, they will usually commit harder and faster when they say, oh, that's the one I want to marry. They'll commit harder and faster than the female will actually. And they fall faster at that point when they find the one they want to marry. So usually that's why people really don't know that when, if a relationship ends like a marriage, a woman will actually get over it a lot quicker than the man, even though they'll be like, well, he's moved on. He's done this. I'm like, well, no, he's just suppressed the energy. So men do fall very hard. So their family preservation is actually very important for them when they get to that space. This is them. So you give them the nuggets, the tools to strengthen that family bond. That's where more men are looking. How can I make sure that I'm honoring my children and my wife and making this really, and you're the head of the, they are the head of the family energetically, whether people want to go, oh, that sounds crazy energy. It's, and they are, that's just the way their energy falls. It is. Mm-hmm. How does that feel now?
That feels good. I'm excited to go and change stuff and get that realigned properly.
Yeah. Yeah, I would focus on those two areas, and that actually seems to be your golden nugget. I keep seeing this little golden nugget. That's why I keep saying it's the golden nugget. I'm like, oh, that's her little jackpot there.
Yep, perfect.
Awesome. Thank Let me know how so that goes, much. Okay?
Yeah, will do. Thanks a much, Tracy.
Have a great day. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Let's shift and answer your questions as well. And I encourage you, check us out at tracylclark.com. If you are a transformational listener here, we always have our Effortless program. It's where you get a video from me every Monday and a 90-minute coaching call, group coaching call once a month, where and other things as well, where you continue to shift and keep in the energy and the vibration. And it really helps you when you're going up and down in life, because the biggest thing to keep you creating and manifesting is to really stay connected. And I know in my own journey, it was difficult to stay connected when you're on your own. And there were tools I had to learn. So I created that TLC community. There's a lot of great people too that you can connect with and, you know, get to know. But for the transformational listeners, we do have a discount for you, and it is on the Transformation Talk Radio page. So it's like, I think it's only $30 a month. So it's like $1 a day where you get shifted, you get aligned, you get up to date of what's happening, and you stay in that energy. So the video you watch on the Monday, you watch it for the week, and then you get a new one on the Monday, brand new, live, here you are. And that will keep you shifting in the energy. So I hope you'll check it out, because there's always a lot of things happening in our community, a lot of things changing. You can even check out our online events. We have an evening one this October, or this Thursday, actually October 10th. You can live stream it, and it is more about shifting your financial paradigm. So we're going to take a quick break. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, and let's keep shifting your energy around money.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back. You know what? We're talking about your money, things you can do to look at it different, have a better relationship with it, have a more positive relationship with it. It's just a tool, just a tool. Someone said to me the other day, they were thinking about money and, you know, how we save it, and people have to hoard it, and people then have fear of losing it, even though they have all this money. And they said, you know, I was thinking about all these pharaohs and Egyptians that were buried with all their gold so they could come back with all their riches, and went, they didn't come back. All their riches are still there. So it really is good food for thought. You know, what are the paradigms that we come up with? The other thing is that people forget is when you look at your environment, this came up over the weekend. I want to share it with you guys because it was such good information that we can start to shift and clear. And we'll do a little clean out for you guys today. Is that no matter if you're in if you grow up in an environment which is, say, a very wealthy environment, a lot of people say, how can they create so much wealth when they're not very nice people or they have their judgments about it? And I said, well, because they grow up in the environment, so they have the energy of the frequency that is just the way it is, and you deserve, and you can have as much as you want. And, you know, it's just a frequency. They grew up in that environment, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it doesn't matter. They just have that frequency. That's what we do. That's how we live. That's what we get. Expectations, and they're just there. Whereas if you grow up in an environment where there's a lot of lack, then that's where you will really look at that, and that's where those fears will come from. And I know I grew up with, you know, parents that were always worried about money, and I used to worry crazy all the time. And I could really create a lot. Like, as a little kid, I had like 3 jobs, and I would save all my dollar bills in these envelopes. And my mom would laugh. She's like, you could turn a penny into a dollar. But, you know, I never really looked at how I could create until I was much older. And I had problems with creating because of my family paradigm, and I didn't feel that I was worthy enough to step outside of it. And how many of you are doing that? How many of you are just creating because you want to stay in a paradigm? You don't want to leave your family behind, or perhaps you won't leave them behind, but perhaps they're going to want more from you or expect more from you, and you have fears around that. And so when you actually really understand that you have that power inside of you, you can create. And how much do you actually personally require? It doesn't matter what anyone tells you. There's all this information around you should have this much to retire, or that much to retire. How much do you require? What kind of life do you want? And some people say, how do I get over some of that fear? One of the things I love is the One Simple Tool. I don't know if you've seen it on my YouTube. If you haven't, you can go to my YouTube channel. People give so many testimonials about the One Simple Tool, how it calms them down, it releases the old belief systems. And all it is really when a fear comes up, or an anxious feeling, or something in the field that is not love, it's not your highest vibration, your highest, best space, what you do is you tap the heart, and your heart drive is the controlling space of the frequency. So that is where, and science has proven that over and over. You've heard me say this a lot, where the frequency is. So you tap and you're like, thank you, God, reset, let go. Thank you, God, release. You can say universe, divine, it doesn't matter. But by tapping into the energy, you're awakening the heart drive and letting that information go. So you get a break between the brain and the mind, which is filtering you all that information that, oh my God, I got this bill. Oh my gosh, I'm having panics. Oh, I don't have enough money. And again, see, that all throws you into a lack vibration. So if you can acknowledge when it comes up, and sometimes you can just rub the heart area and say, okay, thank you, God. You said, like, oh, what's the truth about this? Am I afraid that I can't create? Am I afraid that there won't be more? If you always start to look at how you're actually provided for, scan through your life. Scan through your whole life. Just take a minute and look. What have you actually created? The fears that you had around money. So a lot of people will have these fears. Like, did you have a fear that you might be homeless? Did you have a fear, how am I going to pay my groceries? Did you have those fears or information come up? But if you scan through your life, you'll start to realize, wow, those things never happened. You have a natural order that you come here with. So those things never happen. So your set points will go up and down. So if you want to increase a set point as well, it's like a dial. You can start to turn that dial up. You want to up level into the next financial paradigm. into the next realm. So just even picture that dial. Sometimes I say to people, do it on your heart drive if you want to. You can picture it. It's like, I'm going to turn this up. I'm turning up the temperature and I'm burning off the old. Because when you have the awareness to look in that timeline and see that that old has been burnt off, that those things never happened, you can start to see where your set points are as well. So what's the lowest you've ever gone financially before it started to come back up? Just think about that for a minute. Think about your whole life, your whole relationship with money. What's the lowest point you've ever gone? So for me, it was when I had the last $1,000 in the bank. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I had my house, my little house and my kids. And I was like, what's going to happen? And so that was my lowest. And then my body started to kick into other creative solutions. And then I was able to attract in different work right away. Other stuff came to, and that lifted me up. And as I started to lift up out of that paradigm, I started to attract into other people and get all of my financial flow back on track. So you look at where your lowest is and look at where the highest is. What's the most you've ever been able to create? What is that number? Like, what is it? Some people, I remember this lady. So just think about those for a minute. And she was telling me how she was broke and in lack. And I was like, she looks like she has this money. Like, where's that coming from? And she kept saying, no, I have no money, and all this fear and everything was coming up. Meanwhile, later she's telling me, well, I have $500,000 in investments, but I don't want to touch them. So rather than drawing in on that energy to create, she was looking only at a lack bubble, because the lack bubble meant she was going to have to go out of her paradigm again, but she had totally missed what she created over here. So her wealth set point was at $500,000. So I know a lot of people will tell me, well, I'm struggling, but their actual creation of assets is quite high. But they don't look at that as flow. And even though it's not financial flow, it is a vibration that you can create. So if you have a net worth of 200,000 or 400,000 or a million or whatever that is, then you can actually tap into that vibration to raise your ceiling. So there's two vibrations that people often miss. You have your net worth vibration and you have your earning vibration. They're very different, actually. So your earning vibration is that highest level you've ever made. So look at that scale. What's the lowest? What's the highest? And you can lose it and gain it back. We've all been there, right? What's the lowest? What's the highest? And so go up into that highest vibration. Thank you, God. And let's increase just a little bit further. So that might be 10,000, 20,000. 30,000. Some people are like, well, that's not possible. So let's remove, just think about where that accumulation of belief system is, that's not possible, or that couldn't happen to me. Let's remove that accumulation of energy and let's turn your dial up a little bit higher. You'll start to see, just go up in your head, 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000, 25,000. As you start to go up, you'll feel in your body where it feels uncomfortable. When you feel in your body where it feels uncomfortable, right, that's where you start to realize you have a block. You have a resistance. You use the one simple tool, thank you, God, reset, let go. And then feel it. Why do I have that? You can start to back it out energetically and start to release the information. You may have a block in there because maybe you don't want to leave your family paradigm. Maybe that would mean you would have made the most money out of everyone in your family. And what does that mean? Maybe that means that things are easier in your life and you've only used money as a struggle, because money is a tool in and out. It's meant to flow in your life. It's not meant to be hoarded. It's not meant to be sitting there as something evil or nasty. That is not true. Let's remove that accumulation of energy. And let's increase the vibration. Let's increase a little bit higher. So start to feel where that original heaviness starts to set in the body. And ask yourself, what would happen in truth if I was making $250,000 a year? And a lot of people right now listening to this, I can tell, I got a headache. It's like, oh my gosh, really? That couldn't be me. That's parasitical energy, meaning thoughts that you have, belief systems that you have, that are creating habits in your life to keep that away. I hope you got what that is. So thoughts and belief systems that you have that are creating habits in your life to keep that money at bay. So are you ready to sort of let that go? Because I am going to move a little bit of energy in your field. Thank you, God. So we can start to release that accumulation of energy and override and speak in and impart strength to create more, strength to appreciate more, strength to have more gratitude. Thank you, God. And start to push in the new vibration of the ease, the grace, and the flow. And when you start to feel that in your body, you can feel things are moving and shifting at a whole other level. You can also start to feel that things are transforming at a whole new level. This is what I love about this. And when we're going to take a quick break, but please tune into this energy. And when we come back, we're going to go into your energy on the other side of your net worth and see how we can create more of that in your life. We'll be right back after the break.